We are coming up on the one-year anniversary of Ian Dare being the Kern Wildenthal General Director and CEO of the Dallas Opera. And Mr. Dare is joining us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you. I'm glad
to be here.
Do you
have a business card that says Kern Wildenthal, General Director and CEO of the Dallas Opera?
I sure do.
Is it hinged? Does it fold? That's a heck of a title.
No, I'm proud to have it, actually. It's a great title.
You should. And this is a great opera here. And you know as well as anybody, because you were at SCU, and then you were an intern working for the opera?
Yeah. Yep, that's right. It started in 1995, I believe, and 95-96 season with the Dallas Opera as an intern.
So that certainly predates the installation that you have now.
That's right.
It's a substantially different organization now, isn't it?
It is. It is. I mean, just the buildings alone, quite different.
And the following. Do you think the following is more intense? Are there more people?
I think that the following has shifted, over the past few years. We saw new audiences come in just because of the effects of being in a new opera house, an incredible opera house right downtown in the Arts District, and so that has its own allure.
But the other thing that happened when you were off making a living, gallivanting around the country to Atlanta, the Opera Pacific, and Washington National, and Santa Fe, is that this whole community developed around it. And all of a sudden, you've got a symphony and performing arts and theaters and opera and everything else in one location. That synergy must help.
Oh, well, it's incredible. I remember I was telling a story the other day about, I remember in 1992, I guess the Meyerson was, maybe 3 years old, Something along at that time. I went to SMU and went to my first concert at the Meyerson Center, and remember riding with a friend of mine down, and we got into downtown, and there was the Meyerson there on the left-hand side, and there was a pink sign that said Dallas Arts District, and we both kind of shook our heads and said, well, where is it? Where's the rest of it? And, fast forward to 2014 when I came back to Dallas Opera's artistic administrator. I mean, it was quite evident that the explosion had happened.
Well, now that you run the whole place, you've got a lot to say grace over, and you've got a good season, it looks like, coming up. You've got, a great showcase location, but you also have to go out not only and fill the seats, but you have to fill the coffers with money all the time. Is that getting any easier?
I don't know that it ever gets any easier. I mean, it's an art form, right? We are an art form, and art forms are variable. And the seasons you plan are as variable as the operas that you are putting into the ingredients. So if you are more ambitious in one end, you need to raise more money on the other.
And do you meet with success doing this? Because, I mean, there is a question. You say, well, look, I love theater, and I go to the Meyerson a couple of times a year. But, I'm not really fond of opera. Does a great city need a great opera?
It's the hallmark of a great city, if you ask me. I mean, that's one of the things that defines great cities and culture is their level of opera company. And you look across Europe, you look across the United States, and the greatest cities in the United States also have incredible opera companies. And Dallas is no exception. In fact, we have a kind of a legendary beginning to the great opera company. And that's part of the great charm to me of the Dallas Opera is its legacy.
Do you get to grow new opera lovers along the way? Do you involve students?
Absolutely. And in fact, when you start talking to individuals about how they found the opera or how they first experienced opera or maybe ballet or orchestral music, many of them were introduced to it as a child. And whether that was being brought to a performance by an adult or perhaps even experiencing it on TV or all of those other ways that we used to enjoy the arts, like radio broadcasts, And children's exposure has often turned into long-term, lifelong admirers of the art form.
You know, I look at the structure for the coming season, and there's some old friends there, the Magic Flute and Don Carlo, Barber of Seville. But stuck in there is an appearance by Placido Domingo. Is this analogous to a theater company getting you know, like a roadshow of Alexander Hamilton?
Oh, it's...
I mean, it's got to be... You've got to be grabbing a lot of followers for this.
We are. We are. And I mean, it is a gem. But I must also remind everybody that the Dallas Opera is where Placido had his American debut in 1961.
It is?
It is. And he has not appeared at the Dallas Opera since that year. He's been in Dallas a couple times for performances, once with the Met Tour, and then secondarily with a concert that I think followed the some benefit concerts that he was throwing for the city of Mexico, Mexico City after the earthquake. And but he has not appeared on the Winspear stage, certainly, and so this is a great thing to be able to bring him home to the company that gave him his American debut.
So
which was
remember?
With Joan Sutherland by
get out of here,
no,
Joan Sutherland.
Joan Sutherland was his Lucia. He sang the role of Arturo. So, I mean, it's a huge thing for us to have Placido coming back.
And I would
so
think he
excited.
Would remember that, too.
Oh, I would think so. I would think so.
So in order to get to see Placido Domingo, you buy season tickets and...
Then you get prior,
that's a good marketing.
Prior, I think so, too. I think so, too.
So how many performances?
Well, he only has one performance.
The one performance.
One gala on March 11th. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a big night.
Something to look forward to. Well, look, we wish you a great summer. I know you're going to be out scouting and then back here and fundraising and having a lot of fun as the season kicks off. October 18th?
That's correct. Yep. Opening of Magic Flute.
With the Magic Flute. That'll be fabulous. It's good to meet you.
You too, David. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. That's Ian Darrer. He's the Kern Wildenthal General Director and CEO of the Dallas Opera. See you soon. David Thank Johnson, you. News Radio 1080 KRLD.